don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
And stormy weather is something we've been experiencing a lot of lately, and big wind gusts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. With me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the strong winds here as we move into the stormiest part of the year, as well as the typhoon that's hit the Philippines. But first, Cliff, let's get the forecast.
Actually, it's pretty benign over the weekend. After having two storms this week, today we basically have a lot of clouds, maybe a weak convergence zone, a few showers floating around in the mountains and on the coast, nothing much. And then tomorrow we'll have more clouds, a weak disturbance comes through, some light showers, temperatures getting up only into the lower 50s at the most, but no heavy rain. And then Sunday, it looks like things will improve further. Still quite a bit of clouds floating around, but Sunday should be mainly dry, certainly north of, let's say, Tacoma. And it looks like it goes from fairly dry on Sunday to actually quite a nice day on Monday. Completely dry. I think we'll even see some sun. So Veterans Day is actually the best day of the weekend.
Nice. And looking back at the last week, two big storms in one week. Did this surprise you in any way?
Well, not really. I mean, we are now entering the stormy time of the year. You know, October we can get away with. Sometimes we can edge through the first week of November. But once we cross into the middle of November, it starts getting stormy here. In fact, what's so unusual about our weather is we go from pretty decent weather in October to the stormiest period of the year at the end of November. And the end of November is the wettest, windiest, you name it, any time of the year here in the Northwest. So it's ground zero is only a few weeks away. And so you have to expect a few storms. And we had two storms, one fairly strong on Saturday and a weaker one yesterday.
Why is November the stormiest part of the year, the end of November?
Well, the key thing is the jet stream. During October, the jet stream is strengthening. The jet stream is driven by the difference in temperature between the tropics and the polar regions. So that temperature difference is increasing. The jet stream is getting stronger and stronger. But the jet stream is not only strengthening, it's moving. And the jet stream is initially up in Alaska and northern BC. But during November, it tends to move southward over us. And you can think of the jet stream as a fire hose, and the disturbances are embedded in that fire hose. And so that fire hose is centered right over us at the end of November. And interestingly enough, the jet stream tends to move south of us as we get into December and early January. And so actually things improve, if you want to think of it that way, as we get past that end of November.
Now, of course, our storms here are pretty much nothing compared to the typhoon that's just hit the Philippines. The headline I saw was something like one of the world's strongest storms ever.
That's right. Haiyan is an extraordinary storm. This is probably in the top five of the strongest storms that we have seen on this planet during the last, let's say, 30 to 50 years. We are talking about sustained winds of 195 miles per hour with gusts to 235. Now, I want to be careful here. These are estimated winds. What meteorologists do is they look at the satellite signatures, how things look in the satellite pictures, and they can try to get an idea of the strength of the storm. We have no hurricane hunter planes or direct observation in the storm while it was offshore, but it was an extraordinarily strong storm. The lowest pressure inside of it was probably something like 890 hectopascals. Now, that's a very, very low value. Our strongest storm are something like 955, like the Columbus Day storm would be an example of that. So this is much, much deeper, much lower pressure, and this storm was not only a Category 5, it was a Category 5 plus, one of the strongest storms this planet has ever seen.
And you said winds reaching 235 miles per hour?
That's right, that's the gusts. Now, you know, we can get strong storms. Our strongest storm is probably the Columbus Day storm at 62. And those winds gusted up to 150 to 180 miles per hour along the coast. So, you know, we can get strong storms. You know, our strongest storms might be like a Category 2 or 3 hurricane, but this is a Category 5 plus. It's a completely different type of animal.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org, where we hope you'll also pose your weather questions in the comments section at the bottom of the post. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.